This wasn't personal. This was strictly business. And the business is called professional wrestling. WEWA, number one in the world, baby. You have just been made an example of by the Messiah himself, Rick Righteous, that I'm not here playing games. I'm strictly serious and strictly about business. This is a warning for all you naysayers, all you people who think he's just too damn arrogant. No, I'm just that damn good. I'm even better than advertised. And you all better watch out, because the Messiah is coming back for what is rightfully his. Although, let me add, as your title reign ends, so may your career. Amen.
Well, as you can see from his comments, Rick Righteous is not only playing mind games with Sam Natas, but in his own words, it's all about business. Whether or not Sam Natas heeds that warning, it's not for me to decide. But many people have been run out of WWA because of Rick Righteous. I feel it's time that Rick Righteous really makes a stand here against Sam Natas, because Rick Righteous has said once his opponents taste his domination in the ring, they realize that he's just that damn good. Well, if he's that damn good, we're going to find out right now. So let's go to the ring for our next contest.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next bout will yield the winner a chance to become BACW's heavyweight champion. Coming up the stairs, accompanied by his wife, Marita Okiko, he weighed in at 218 pounds from Mexico City, Mexico. This is La Sombra.
Folks, Julio Rodrigo de Hoyos came back to WWA with the mindset that he was going to put his time in and work his way back up the ladder of success. But as we all know, right now, that didn't happen. Instead, personal problems in the Sombra camp have forced Julio not only to be distracted, but also to be less than focused when it comes to his ethics both inside and outside of the ring. Rick Righteous, on the other hand, has once again remained the pillar of WWA. And you know what? I feel that Rick Righteous is on yet another upswing in his long and prosperous career. With Matt McLean and Malik Johnson by his side, the only thing that's standing in between Rick Righteous and another title, in my opinion, is simply time. Say what you will. Let the roster mates, let the fans say what they will about Rick Righteous. But if you go and you look at Rick Righteous's track record, Rick Righteous has never left WWA. Rick Righteous has never taken a break. Rick Righteous always puts in the time, and that is why Rick Righteous is one of the best wrestlers here in WWA. If everybody on the roster was as good as Rick Righteous, in my opinion, was as dedicated as Rick Righteous, I can tell you this. This federation would be unmatched and untouched in talent. And I assume that's why Rick Righteous has related himself and has associated himself with both Matt McLean and Malik Johnson.
Listen to this advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the minds of a man, but what is the purpose of the Messiah? That will be established. Alas, Rick Righteous has arisen.
And his opponent, exiting the curtain and hailing from Los Angeles, California, he is a former multi-time world heavyweight champion. He only wants to be known as the greatest of his time and refers to himself as the Messiah. Ladies and gentlemen, from California, this is Rick Righteous!
As I stated before, he's arrogant and he's certainly brash. But when he gets into the ring and the bell chimes, if you're not prepared, he will kick your ass. Whoever wins this next matchup goes up against the victor of tonight's main event for BACW's Heavyweight Championship. The referee has called for the bell. There's no more waiting. And here we go! Sombra fakes that collar tie and misses with a wild haymaker and spinning around. Here he comes with another wild haymaker, but he misses that one too. Righteous is ducked under both power moves, but it's Sombra who stops in his tracks and really around. He drives up close to the stomach of the Messiah. Oh no, he's cranking up the arms and he's going for the pedigree, but Righteous powers up into a back body drop, and there goes Julio Rodrigo de Hoyos flat on his back. Righteous seems to be digging for for something in his tights, and I'm not sure what he's going for. Oh, my God. What? Oh, slap jack to the head of Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas. And why is the referee not warning Rick Righteous? Come on, ref. That's a DQ. Don't let the match continue. On the outside, in tears, is Farida Okiko. And reaching through the ropes. Good Lord Almighty. Oh, my God. Righteous just drags Sombra's wife right into the ring by her long, beautiful hair. Come on, Rick. She's not a wrestler. Pulling her backwards in an aggressive manner. Righteous jams his tongue down into the throat of Okiko, and Okiko can't fight him off. Righteous is groping the hot tamale and sipping down. Oh my God, it's a Raimu stunner on Okiko. Oh my God,
Raimu stunner on Okiko.
The blood covered and dazed Lost Sombra is now fighting to his feet, and he has just witnessed Rick Righteous not only take advantage of his valet, but he also saw a right move stunned in the center of the ring. Julio looks like he's gonna snap, but from the shot of the slapjack, you can definitely tell that Lost Sombra is still on Queer Street. Staggering towards Righteous, here he comes, the champion's waiting for him. Oh my God, sidewalk slam drives Julio right into the canvas, and listen to the fans get all over Rick Righteous. They don't like that he just stunned a woman, and you know what? Neither do I. Off the canvas comes Julio by the hair and jacking Sombra up into upside down position. Ooh! Right-handed suplex down onto the canvas, and he just battered La Sombra right onto a beaten Farida Okiko, and I agree with the fans. Hey, Righteous, you're an asshole! Rick Righteous is now telling the crowd he's going for another vertical suplex and cranking Julio up into the heavens of extreme. He's shaking his head. No, he's holding Julio up with one massive arm. What's he doing?
Oh my God, no!
Tombstone pile driver from the vertical suplex position, and this one is over. Julio rolls to his side, clutching his neck in pain, and Righteous is there to apply the bare naked choke from behind. Julio can't stand it. He's tapping. Julio is tapping with blood oozing from his mouth. Julio is tapping, and this one is over.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by submission, and number one contender for BACW's Heavyweight Championship, the Messiah, Rick Righteous!
With his music now playing in the background and the medical team rushing into the ring, my God, Farida Okiko is not moving, and neither has a dismantled La Sombra. My God. Rick Righteous is both aggressive and brutal. And if this match tells you anything, it's that Rick Righteous is ready for whoever wins our main event. If you think hurting a lady was beyond Rick Righteous, you haven't seen anything yet. Rick Righteous is the bully in the schoolyard. Rick Righteous is the guy who everybody hated because he was just so dominant in everything he did. And while La Sombra and his valet, Farida Okiko, are taken from our ring on a stretcher, extremely hurt and perhaps crippled for life, let's take you into the back, where X-Zone roving reporter Candace Hoffman is standing by with the unrecognized World Heavyweight Champion, Absolute Be Real. We'll see you in a few. Hey, my God, Okiko looks really hurt.